Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Maitreya program. We hope that you're as well as you can be, particularly under the circumstances. We'll start today with an article from Benjamin Krem's master, through Benjamin Krem. Then we have a piece about Earth's vital signs, which are reaching tipping points. And after that, an article, How Youth Activists Shaped the UN First Food Summit. But here's Benjamin Krem's master. His article is called Man's Responsibility, and it's from 2011. From the earliest times, mankind has feared the natural disturbances of our planetary home. Cataclysms of unimaginable ferocity have destroyed huge areas of the Earth's surface over and over again. This fact is hard for many to accept and raises always grave doubts in the minds of many religious people about the veracity of God's love for humanity. How can we believe in a loving God who allows thousands of people to be killed in earthquakes, tsunamis, and so on? Were humanity to understand their own involvement in such planetary destruction, they could play a significant role in preventing its occurrence. The Earth's crust, as it has evolved over the ages, is not single and evenly spread around the world. As is well known, it takes the form of various plates at different depths, which overlap and are relatively constant in movement. Countries and cities which lie on or near the plate edge are fault lines, consequently subjected to earthquakes and, if near oceanic regions, tsunamis. It is not a question of God's love failing humanity, but of seismic pressure which must be released. What then, we may ask, causes seismic pressure to grow to such a destructive extent? Elemental devas, or angelic forces, oversee the mechanism by which these colossal energies act or are modified. The Earth is a living entity and responds to the impact of these forces in various ways. One major source of impact comes directly from humanity. As humanity, in its usual competitive way, creates tensions through wars and political and economic crises, that is, when we are out of equilibrium, so too do the Davic lives go out of equilibrium. The inevitable result is earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, and tsunamis. We are responsible. So how to end this cycle of destruction? Humanity has the means, but so far lacks the will to change. We must see ourselves as one. Each man and woman a reflection of the divine, brothers and sisters, sons and daughters of the one Father. We must banish wars forever from this earth. We must share the resources of this planet, which belong to all. And we must learn to live in harmony with the planet itself, to know a future of harmony with each other. Maitreya has come to show men the way and to galvanize man's actions. Across the globe, men are finding their voice and calling for justice and freedom. And many have died to claim their right, God-given, to freedom and justice. Maitreya's call is for all men and women everywhere to see themselves as he sees them, as divine sons and daughters of humanity itself. So that's Man's Responsibility from 2011. Now, the next piece is somewhat sobering. It's titled, The Planet's Vital Signs Are Reaching Dangerous Tipping Points. And the article is by Julia Conley, who is the staff writer for commondreams.org, from whence this was sourced. More than a year after the COVID-19 pandemic shut down economies around the world and sharply reduced worldwide travel, sparking speculation among some that emissions would plummet as a result, a coalition of scientists said in a paper published on July 28 that the planet is nonetheless reaching multiple tipping points, with levels of sea ice melt, deforestation and other markers revealing that urgent action is needed to mitigate the climate emergency. The extreme climate events and patterns that we've witnessed over the last several years, not to mention several weeks, highlight the heightened urgency with which we must address the climate crisis, says Philip Duffy, who is co-author of the study and executive director of the Woodwell Climate Research Centre in Massachusetts. The paper is titled World Scientists' Warning of a Climate Emergency 2021, and it was published in the journal Bioscience. It states that 18 out of 31 planetary vital signs have hit record-breaking high or low points in recent years. The paper details how, despite fossil fuel use dipping slightly in 2020, levels of carbon dioxide, of methane and nitrous oxide have set new year-to-date records for atmospheric concentrations in both 2020 and 2021. The authors emphasise that while fossil fuel emissions and the global heating with which they're associated are far from the only indicators that the planet is in danger, other recorded tipping points or near tipping points in levels of ocean heat, ice mass, deforestation of the Amazon, which serves as a vital carbon sink, ocean acidification and the amount of ruminant livestock, now numbering more than 4 billion cows worldwide. Wow, that's half the population of the world, of the human world. These are a significant source of planet warming gases. William Ripple, who is Professor of Ecology at Oregon State University College of Forestry and co-author of the report, said, "We need to stop treating the climate emergency as a standalone issue. Global heating is not the sole symptom of our stressed Earth system." The research was released 2 months after researchers in Germany and Norway released a study showing Greenland's ice sheet was, in commas, at the brink of reaching a tipping point, with trillions of tons of ice having flown into the sea. The paper published on 28th of July showed the rate of forest loss in the Brazilian Amazon reaching a 12-year high of over 1 million hectares deforested just last year alone, and the concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere reaching 416 parts per million in April 2021, the highest monthly global average concentration recorded to history. And that's according to the Guardian newspaper. The tipping points recorded in the analysis are all the result of human over-exploitation of the planet, Ripple says. While emissions from people commuting to work and plane travel went down in 2020, the report shows the consequences of an unrelenting business-as-usual attitude. A major lesson from COVID-19 is that even colossally decreased transportation and consumption are not nearly enough and that instead transformational system changes are required. To mitigate the rapidly worsening crises, the authors say global policymakers must set a significant carbon price and link it to financing adaption measures in the developing world and to climate action policies, and begin a phase-out of fossil fuel extraction, moving towards a ban, and pass policies aimed at restoring and maintaining carbon sinks and natural habitats that support biodiversity, like the Biden administration's recent decision to restore protections on the Tongass National Forest. Policies to alleviate the climate crisis or any of the other threatened planetary boundary transgressions should not be focused on symptom relief, but on addressing the root cause, which is the over-exploitation of our planet Earth. One climate action organiser in Minnesota linked the findings to the Line 3 tar sands pipeline, which the Biden administration has permitted to date. But it's not too late to stop Line 3 and enact a just climate transition, says Andrew Ulisich of the faith-based initiative ISIAH. However, time is short. We must take action now. The paper noted some positive developments, including record high levels of fossil fuel divestment by cities, financial institutions, universities and other entities, and a record low level of fossil fuel subsidies. The research was published as a follow-up to a 2019 paper in which thousands of experts declared a climate emergency, naming the planet's vital signs and called for six courses of action to mitigate the crisis, which are eliminating fossil fuels, slashing pollution, restoring ecosystems, shifting to plant-based diets, transitioning away from economies that prioritise indefinite economic growth. That's a myth, isn't it? That's a myth. Doesn't exist, indefinite growth. Not in a finite world. And stabilising the human population. We're going to have, as we're witnessing, a significant human suffering. But if we make big changes soon, we can limit that suffering. We want to give an update with these vital signs, but we also want to emphasise the importance of moving fast at this point and thinking big. And that's from commondreams.org. That's a really interesting website if you get the time to look at it too. This next piece is titled Youth Activists Shape UN's First Food Systems Summit. In September 2021, the UN hosted its first ever Food Systems Summit, and youth activists had a prominent seat at the table. According to UN Secretary General's Special Envoy for the Food Systems Summit, Dr. Agnes Kalibata, transforming food systems to deliver on the Sustainable Development Goals by 2030 will require action by everyone, everywhere, and youth will be at the centre to ensure success. Announced on World Food Day, which is October 2019, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, as part of a decade of action for delivery on the Sustainable Development Goals by 2030, the summit delivers progress on all 17 of the goals through an approach which leverages the interconnectedness of global food to end hunger, mitigate climate change, and address poverty and inequality. And it also aims to raise accountability and stir action from governments and other stakeholders engaging in food systems change through five key actions: to ensure access to safe and nutritious food for all, to shift to sustainable consumption patterns, to boost nature positive production, to advance equitable livelihoods, and to build resilience to vulnerabilities, shocks and stress. Now, it doesn't actually point out whether those vulnerabilities, shocks and stress are to humanity, to the planet, or to the food source in general. However, promoted as the People's Summit, it focused on solutions and ideas that attempted to bring diverse groups together, which included farmers, indigenous people, environmental activists, consumers, scientists, and of course youth. The youth group Act for Food, Act for Change has launched a global youth pledge, which I'll read out at the end, and calls on governments to act promptly to enable the development of a global food system that provides all people with access to healthy and sustainable diets, defeating hunger, improving health, and healing the planet. Launched in May 2020, Act for Food, Act for Change is a global campaign calling for food systems change. One of its founders, food activist Sophie Healy Thau, was first inspired by a similar Bangladeshi project, Eat Well, Live Well, started by Dipti Chowdhury, who created it to improve Bangladeshi adolescents' eating behaviour. Over a million young Bangladeshis have signed the original pledge to eat nutritious food. Eat Well, Live Well pledge commits to working with food producers and policy makers to improve food production and distribution. Together with fellow food activist Maureen Mukhtata, based in Kenya, Healy Thau recruited Chowdhury to promote a global vision, and with their proposal backed by the Global Alliance for Improved Nutrition, known as GAIN, Act for Food, Act for Change was born to mobilise youth around the world to showcase their power and leadership. So there's now an international team of 24 youth leaders spanning many countries, including Nicaragua, China, Lebanon. Representing more than half of the world's population, millennials are the world's most populous generation, with nearly 15 trillion in global spending power. Young people and their reach via social media networks are impacting elections. Healy Thau explains, "When you're thinking about the health of the next generation, if you want the population of your country to not emigrate, to be economically viable citizens, while also having a country that's happy and an environment that's sustainable and lasting into the future, you really should listen to young people. Demanding a commitment from governments and businesses to act for food and act for change, and the pledges, we know our current food systems contribute to ongoing health, climate and biodiversity crises and violation of human rights. We will only be able to achieve the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals with a fundamental transformation of our food systems. While we as young people have been excluded from most political and economic decision-making processes, we are also the ones who will live the longest with the consequences of decisions which are made today. We pledge to act, and we demand urgent, large-scale action from others, especially from decision makers in government and business. As youth, we act for food, act for change, to support great food, good food for all."
And that's our program for today. To see more, particularly from the September issue of Share International magazine, you can go to share-international.org. Go well, everyone. Till next week.